Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hey! Woo! Got that first hour underway. No major train wrecks. Comrex did not blow up. Two students have already left. There's only one remaining. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm not going to read into it. I've already told Paul, though, clearly he's my favorite student. It's just going to be our little secret. But he's still here because he doesn't have to wake up for a class until early afternoon. I'll be all the way back in New Jersey by the time he wakes up for a class. That is wrong and unfair. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence from the campus of Syracuse University. No eclipse this week. Oh, it was so much calmer. It was so unbelievably calm in Western New York. I almost couldn't believe I was at Niagara Falls. There was nobody there on Monday morning. Nobody. It was amazing. A few dozen people, no lines, no having to wait for the Maid of the Mist. Oh boy, do I have a story to tell you about the Maid of the Mist. No trouble standing on the railings or getting up close. No problems climbing up to the crow's nest or walking over to the Cave of the Winds. No lines anywhere. And I asked everyone that I could, everybody who worked in the area, even the guy who served us our wings in Buffalo, what last weekend was like, and their faces, their eyes and their faces. They were definitely feeling some PTSD and some flashbacks to what was a crazy weekend for Buffalo and Niagara Falls and Western New York with the solar eclipse. So that was pretty interesting to hear the stories they were telling about how they worked nonstop, about how it was great for business, but it wore them out and they were kind of happy when everybody left. But it was the complete opposite this weekend in Buffalo and in Niagara Falls. And I really enjoyed my time there. If not for the lake effect snow, I might even convince my husband that we should move there because we really liked the pace and, of course, really enjoyed just the walking around. The weather was gorgeous on Sunday and Monday, so it was awesome to be there. Thank you for all of your messages from those of you who are members of Bill's Mafia or just call Buffalo or Niagara Falls your home, because it was really neat to be there. And I had a lot of catching up to do by the time I got to Syracuse on Monday afternoon and had to teach class number two. Our topics on Monday evening, the art of the interview, which is, I say, a lost art in radio in many ways, and also how to research and show prep. And I told my students, you'd be surprised how many questions I get about research and show prep and how I get ready. And it really is kind of cool to know how many people who listen to the radio show also want to know what it's like behind the scenes and how I get ready. By far, the most common question I get and have gotten over the course of my network career, where I've done mostly late nights and overnights, is when do you sleep? That is the most common question. When do you sleep? Do you ever sleep is another one that I get. And so people are really interested in what happens behind the scenes. So we're doing a lot more of the research and show prep and how to build that as not only a routine, but to help you stand out in a crowded sports radio market. If you're informed and you're prepared, that's half the battle. And then the art of the interview, because I consider it art. Cool art. So we are just getting into our second hour. We'll get back to Caitlin Clark and the WNBA draft. But the question is out there on our social. Beyond that number one overall pick, and maybe you caught it on YouTube after the fact. I mean, I was in class, so I did have to catch it after the fact online. Did you watch any of the draft past Caitlin Clark getting selected number one overall? So that's the poll out there. The WNBA is banking on the popularity of Caitlin Clark to give it a huge boost. Also banking on other stars like Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso, who actually end up on the same roster, the Chicago Sky. But I do think there's a huge disparity between the name and the face recognition of Caitlin Clark to the number two pick. And the number two pick has got her own pretty cool story. Cameron Brink out of Stanford, her mother and Steph Curry's mom were best friends, our best friends. And so Cameron Brink's godmother is Sonya Curry. I mean, that's a big story, right? It probably would be a really cool tie if not for the fact that Caitlin Clark was sucking up all the air in the room. I mean, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But yeah, kind of after the fact, it was really neat to hear about how Cameron Brink not only had that moment with Sonya Curry, who was there at the draft as she was selected number two overall, but then Steph Curry posting a video on his own Insta story where he's watching the WNBA draft and he's supporting Cam, and there's his mom with the Brink family, and she mentioned Steph on the broadcast, right? And so I actually told my students this on Monday evening, because I was asking them about the WNBA draft, and one of my students actually used the WNBA draft as the topic that he would research for one of our weekly assignments. And he was wondering aloud how people would handle it. Would they watch the draft in its entirety, or would they watch Caitlin get drafted and then say, okay, I've seen the headline. I know what people are talking about. I know she's going to the Fever. What she said, what she's wearing, how she looked, there's not really a green room, but who's at the draft with her. Those are the types of things that people wanted to know. But beyond that, does anyone have the interest in the rest of the draft picks, or knowing what other teams are adding to their rosters with some younger superstar rookies? So I think it's a challenge to the WNBA still. It's not just about Caitlin Clark. How do you, now that you've got the attention of the world through Caitlin Clark, how do you keep the attention of the world? How do you build your fan base beyond the hardcores, or beyond those who just are interested because they know of Caitlin Clark? And that's going to be a major challenge. But I like what Lynn Dunn had to say. She's the general manager of the Indiana Fever. No, I did not know that a week ago. But now that I know, all right, she's the general manager of the Fever, and she kind of understands and recognizes that this is a huge opportunity for them as they head into this season where Caitlin will attract so much attention. And of course, it was a no-brainer for them, but the idea is that you've got people, you've got their attention. Now what?
For some time now, we've had her penciled in as our number one pick, but we didn't want to let the cat out of the box, or the whatever, the mouse out of the trap, but we didn't want to let anybody know. We wanted to build up some excitement, and now it's official. Caitlin Clark is coming to Indianapolis. It's going to have a huge impact, not only on our city, but our franchise too. She's going to be an integral part of the Indiana Fever, and I can't wait to see Boston and Mitchell and Clark, wow, and Smith, on to all of them.
That's Lynn Dunn. First time in my life I've ever heard her speak. She's the general manager of the Indiana Fever, and you can hear the excitement, but they've got to be able to implement this. They've got to be able to walk it out. And so the fact that they've got Caitlin is part of the battle, right? And it is because you're terrible. But how do you go from being the second worst attended team in the WNBA to a team that is worthy of all the attention it's about to have? And Lynn was interviewed on Wish TV. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network. You can find me on Twitter, same place, at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We would love to hear from you as we head through this edition of the show. I know it's weird. We'll walk through it together. It's going to be okay. We can face any adversity if we do it together. Although I don't have the answers that you are asking, or the questions that you're asking me. I don't have the answers. Why the name change? Dude, I just work here. I don't make these kind of decisions. I do what they tell me. So when they put a name in front of me and say, this is the new name, well, so that I don't get bounced off the air and actually lose my job, I think I'm going to go along with what they're saying. But that decision is way above my pay grade. Phone number is the same, 855-212-4227. Again, our Twitter has changed, but that's really the only one of our social media sites that's changed. It's at Amy After Hours, because at After Hours was already taken. So, and I was not going to use Inf After Hours. That was not happening. Jay, I briefly considered, should we incorporate Infinity into our show Twitter? And then I thought, it's too verbose. It's too many letters. And I thought about how our network Twitter is now INF Sportsnet. And could we use that? INF After Hours? INF After Hours. I think it's awkward. And it's just hard to say on the air, INF. I'm not sure why or who decided that we should abbreviate it for our network Twitter. Why just not Infinity Network?
Or INFI.
INFI?
It's better than INF, I think.
INFI?
INFI.
How would you spell INFI?
INFI.
Right, but people might not know that. The first question would be, what's INFI? And how do you spell
it? That's true, I suppose.
Or we could do Infin.
Infin, right.
The Infin Sportsnet.
Sounds a little like aquatic.
But why not just say Infinity Net or Infinity Network?
Infinity Net sounds good. I kind of like that.
Infinity Net.
Infinity Net.
Infinity Net. Can we now use Buzz Lightyear just a little bit, please?
I think we have to.
I think we have to as well. I can hear it in my head. To infinity and beyond. That should be our thing. Actually, John Sterling has gone beyond, and we'll get to that coming up. Weird, just because I don't understand the timing, not because at 85 years old, the long, 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 long time voice of the New York Yankees doesn't deserve to walk out whenever the heck he wants. But why now, right? It's a little bit odd. I don't know that this takes away from the major story in baseball that is still the soap opera of Shohei Ohtani. Jay, you and I haven't done a show together since some of the saltier and spicier details came out. But when I was on the air Friday, Ipe Mitsuhara had turned himself into authorities and was waiting for his hearing to get his arraignment date. I haven't followed it beyond what happened on Friday afternoon. Did I miss anything? Has Shohei Ohtani received his $16 million back?
No, he has not received that back.
That's unfortunate. What else? Is Ipe behind bars, or is he out on his own, out because of his own recognizance, or whatever that phrase is?
I believe he's still out. Last I know, the MLB is trying as quickly as possible, and like the government, to clear Shohei's name. And then, I think Ipe turned himself in, I believe.
That was Friday.
Yeah. That's the last I know. Yeah. Other than that, I think they're trying to clear Shohei as quick as possible. I saw that. And that's it.
Okay. So the story itself will probably not get major headlines again until Ipe is arraigned. Or if he does end up pleading guilty, it would be then the sentencing hearing and how much jail time he does. There is no way that he is a fall guy who could potentially serve 30 years in jail. What's the point of being a fall guy if you spend 30 years in jail and you get out and you're in your 80s or close enough, and you can't really enjoy all of the money that comes from being a fall guy, the payoff? There's no way. I have gone on such a roller coaster of emotion and a roller coaster of belief and disbelief and suspending belief and all of those things. I'm back to one of two things. Either Shohei literally had no clue, as in no clue, which seems more plausible now than the other, which is that he was trying to bail out a friend. And initially, he decided to help his buddy, But once his team got a hold of it, they realized how bad that would look. And so then they came up with a different story. But I feel like that's less and less likely. That's what I believed initially. Now that I know about the amount of money and the fact that the feds have not come up with any tie between Shohei and gambling, and the fact that Ippei Mitsuhara does have explanations for all of the ways that he was able to dupe the team that worked for Shohei, the fact that this was just one of his accounts, it wasn't the only account he had, the fact that he really did do all the communicating between Shohei and his team, which honestly, so many ways that this could have been prevented, but the fact that Shohei Ohtani doesn't have anyone on his team other than Ippei Mitsuhara, or didn't, I should say didn't, have anyone on his team that spoke Japanese other than Ippei, really puts Ippei in a position, or did put him in a position, where he had far too much power. Far too much power. And I feel bad for Shohei Ohtani, because if you really did trust him with everything and this guy was robbing him blind, which is what the feds believe, it's what the investigation has revealed, how not just awful he must feel about this betrayal at the hands of a friend, but also how foolish he must feel too. It's a hard thing if you put yourself in a space where he's a human being. He's the same as us when it comes to being betrayed by someone who is really close to him. Whether or not you've ever had people rob you is one thing. Someone that you know rob you. But the idea that he trusted him and he believed that this guy had his best interests. They were friends. They had worked together for a long time. They spent holidays together. And over the past 3 years, this guy is siphoning money out of his accounts and at the same time is duping his entire team. I believe the financial team, the accountants, the lawyers, the agent, they failed him, and I hope he does make changes. But if I'm Shohei Ohtani, man, I am really leery of trusting anyone from this point forward, unless it's someone that I'm related to, right? Unless it's someone that's in my family. But even then, I probably become a control freak when it comes to my finances and anything else. And I'm not sure he has the time, the energy to do that once he gets back to both pitching and hitting. But yeah, that's tough. I tried to kind of identify with him as best I could, although it's hard because I don't have that kind of money, and it's not ever happened to me in a way that a friend has stolen from me. It certainly happened that a friend's betrayed me or a friendship's broken up over something, but stolen from me? And so I kind of feel like he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But I'll say this, I put it out there on Friday during the afternoon show when I was hosting. And the vast majority of you still tell me that you do not believe Shohei Ohtani. One or two people saying that they believe him, that, yeah, they can see how this happened, even with the explanations they're getting from, or were getting from Ippei Mitsuhara, even hearing what the feds had to say about how Ippei orchestrated this whole thing. Dear God, he's brilliant in a very sinister and evil way that he could pull this off for 3 years and run all these scams and tell all these lies to all these different people. Right. It's evil and it's criminal, and he deserves to serve all kinds of prison time. But also it's kind of brilliant that he was able to pull this off. Right. So if all of this is true, and I kind of have to believe that it is now, I actually feel sorry for Shohei Ohtani. And he's not the first athlete who's ever been swindled by someone close to him, but I can only imagine how gun-shy he is now about trusting anyone, including his team, who he probably paid a lot of money to handle all of his affairs and his finances so he could focus on baseball. And what a weird space he is in right now, where he's kind of lost his safety net, but also lost this feeling that people have his best interests at heart. I don't know how forgiving the guy is, but it's going to take a whole lot of forgiveness and kind of stepping out on that ledge where you're trusting people again, even though it's got to be hard at this point. All right. On Twitter at A-Law Radio, I did post a couple photos from my adventure on Monday morning. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. So I got a couple of fun stories to tell you about my time in Buffalo at Niagara Falls, introducing the hubs to both those places for the first time. So, yes, we had authentic Buffalo chicken wings. And then we also went to Niagara Falls on a day that it was perfect. Very few things in life are perfect. Monday at Niagara Falls was flat out perfect. Then I'll share a couple of other photos. I've got some videos as well. Photos of me looking like a drowned rat. I'm not sure I'll share those photos on social media. But if you head to Twitter or our Facebook page, that's still the same. You can find those photos. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Lewis, who's in South Carolina, you're up next on After Hours.
Amy.
Yes.
You know, I'm a Clemson Tiger calling from South Kakalaki. I got to tell you, y'all had me cracking up. I want to have some of that stuff y'all were drinking while y'all doing. I got one more real quick thing, please.
Wait, there's no way you could possibly top that.
This is a lyric from Eddie Money. I think I'm in love and my life's looking up. I think I'm in love because I can't get enough. I'm in love with your show. I'm in love with you, Amy.
Aw, well, that's very sweet, Lewis.
I'm a pilot. I got a plane. I'll be there in about an hour.
You are one hell of a man.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I don't know. Niagara Falls might be paradise. Pretty darn close. It was so neat to be at Niagara Falls on Monday morning. We had originally planned to go on Sunday, but the weather was a little bit iffy. There was supposed to be spotty showers, and we just didn't want to get out there and walk all over, plan to walk all over. It was going to be raining. And so we looked at the weather for Monday and changed our plans and decided, okay, why don't we go on a day when it's upper 50s, low 60s, the wind has died down, and the sky was the type of sapphire blue that just brings joy. It was an amazingly beautiful day at Niagara Falls, and I was blown away by how wide open it was too. We pulled into parking lot one, which was maybe a quarter full, at 10:30 in the morning. By the time we left, and that's right next to the visitor center. By the time we left, I would say that parking lot was full, but parking lots two and three were still wide open. We got out, we walked right up to the visitor center, We walked around the initial kind of observation area that kind of looks out over the falls. And it was not just my first glimpse in about 20 years, but my husband's first time ever in Western New York. So he'd never seen Niagara Falls. And he was all excited about taking pictures. From there, we go over to the Maid of the Mist, which is the iconic boat that you get on and it takes you into the falls and you're supposed to get sprayed from the falls. Well, so there was no line for that either. We just walked right in and up top to the very high observation tower, which is cool. They have a tower, an actual tower that you're up on. And then down to the boat where they hand you ponchos. And I assume we would get a little wet. But from my recollection 20 years ago, we weren't parked under the falls. So I didn't expect to get doused or soaked. I just thought we might get a little wet. All right. So we go past the American Falls and we are, you can't get real close to them because there's rocks at the bottom, which I also didn't remember. But because of all the rain in the area, the river is rushing, the water is really high, and the falls were so, so, so powerful. So we go by the American Falls and then pass what they call the Bridal Veil Falls, which are just a narrow part of Niagara Falls. That's, I don't know, it's between, I guess, the American Falls and then the Canadian Falls. But it is part of the American Falls. It just has a different name. Took me a while to figure that out. And then, so we go past those two parts of the American Falls. I didn't know, again, I didn't remember whether or not Maid of the Mist would get into the Canadian water or the international waters. And so our pilot takes us up into the Canadian Falls where, I mean, it's a horseshoe. That's why they're called that. And you're in essentially this little bitty area and the falls are all around you. They're like a U-shape in front of you. Again, a horseshoe. And he takes us about as close as he can possibly get to the falls and just hangs out there for 5 minutes. The water's really choppy. We're on the upper level of the boat. Soaked, even with the poncho, completely soaked from really knees down. So my pant, our jean legs are completely soaked, socks wet through and through, shoes are completely soaked to the point where you're squishing when you walk. But here is my favorite part. And I told my students this in class on Monday evening, because I am so used to listening and I'm so conditioned to trying to hear what's going on around me as a longtime radio host and junkie. Those 5 minutes where the boat is parked almost underneath the falls and we are getting completely doused. So it's not the Maid of the Mist at this point. It's the Maid of the Monsoon. I mean, it's like it's raining. Crazy part, you could look up kind of and see the sunshine, but we are getting rained on like we're in a tropical storm. And all I could hear for those 5 minutes, laughing, screeching, yelling, it was amazing the joy that was being expressed by, I think they do about 500 people to a boat. It was awesome to hear kids and adults and grandparents react in all the various ways and all the sounds. You really couldn't have conversations because you're just getting completely inundated with water and you couldn't look up, right? They had little hoods on the ponchos, not that they did much good, but if you tried to look up, you couldn't take your phones out because your phone was going to get destroyed. So you had to essentially just stand there. All you could do was stand there and get completely soaked, and the water was cold. But it was amazing to hear people just kind of, because you couldn't have your phones, you couldn't take selfies, you couldn't take videos, you couldn't do anything but just stand there and get wet. And so people are screeching and they're laughing and they're yelling and they're exclaiming over these 5 minutes. And if I'm the pilot of this boat, that's probably my favorite part of the whole thing, is that he just, I don't know, maybe he had a clock running on it. And for 5 minutes, we just sat there, or the boat just sat there and we just got wet and we all reacted in that moment. And it was pure joy. It was adulation and it was joy and it was amazement. And it was like a bunch of kids at Christmas time. It was really cool. So then he kind of flipped, he turns the boat around finally. And within seconds, you're out of the danger zone, I should say. And then as he's going back the other direction, now my husband and I are on the side of the boat that's facing the American Falls, and the blue sky is back again, and we were able to take photos. So that experience was awesome. And the chattering on the boat for the next 15 minutes until we get back to shore. So then you get back to shore, and you have this option of climbing what's called the crow into what's called the crow's nest. So it's a series of stairs that are taking you up the rocks. So you're right next to where the water is coming over the falls on the American side. So the very left of the American Falls. And it's phenomenal because you're so close that, again, you're getting sprayed. So you keep your ponchos. People are wearing ponchos and stuff. You're getting sprayed, but the roar is so loud that you really can't carry on a conversation. And I took a video and I sent it to producer Jay, and his response was, and I quote, "That is sick."
It was amazing.
So I'm going to try. We're going to put that up as a reel on our Facebook page. And I will see if I can post it on Twitter as well at A-Law Radio. So again, right next to the falls. Something else that was really cool is that there were rainbows, of course, because the sunshine was so bright and it was about noon at this point. The sun is overhead. You're getting rainbows. And at one point, even saw a triple rainbow. And it was really faint, but I saw a triple rainbow. And it was cool because my phone can capture the rainbow that even your eye can't see. So as I, we also went over to, for those of you who are familiar, went over to Goat Island, which is where you can walk out onto this observation deck that has you between the two parts of the American. So the American Falls is on your right, which is really the iconic Niagara Falls. And then the narrower section that's called the Bridal Veil Falls, which I really appreciate considering that I just got married and I had a bridal veil. So you're standing in between them on this deck, and you're level. You're up high on top of the falls, and the water is on either sides of you. Now, my husband is afraid of heights, so I was very proud of him. He actually stood out on the railing, and he took some pictures, and we took some selfies, but I think he was shaking. Anyway, that was really neat, too, because you're up top. And then they have this option, it's Cave of the Winds. There's not a cave anymore, but you then take an elevator down to the bottom, and there's a viewing platform, and they give you another poncho, and you can walk out on a platform that puts you at the base of the falls. We decided we didn't feel like getting soaked again, so we kind of got to the point where we're getting rained on and then backed up. But yeah, really neat. So we were on top of the falls, and then we were on the bottom of the falls, and the rainbows were awesome. And so even if I could only see one rainbow, my phone would capture a second one that I didn't even know was there. And oh gosh, having to fight with my phone to keep it dry, but it was totally worth it. A bunch of cool videos. A gorgeous day. Couldn't have asked for a better weather day, a perfect sky. The falls were beautiful. And here's something else. Well, I would say this is the only part that I did not enjoy about Niagara Falls. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding about this. I don't remember this from when I was a kid. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of seagulls. There is a seagull colony that lives right there. And so when we're walking on this platform at the base of the falls, I mean, there's birds everywhere. It smells like fish. So I don't know if the fish either kind of get caught in the Horseshoe Falls area, where it's a dead end, obviously. It's like a cul-de-sac. There's no place to go. So if the fish get caught in there and that's a prime feeding ground for these gulls, or my husband and I speculated maybe there are fish that come over the falls and they die on the rocks, or, you know, they get caught on the rocks and they can't get out of there and they can't get back into the water. And so the gulls are just picking them off as they land down on the rocks at the base of the American Falls. Not really sure, but the fish smell was distinct, which didn't bother me. But also the seagull poop smell was, I mean, you could only smell it at the bottom. You couldn't smell it at the top. But I said to my husband, it's a good thing we're wearing ponchos. We're going to get pooped on. There were so many birds. I've never seen so many seagulls in my entire life. And I love the beach. There were thousands of them, and they were so loud, but they are parked right there. You can see them. They're nesting. Some of them are sitting on eggs. I mean, they're just right there. You're walking through them as you're walking at the base of the falls, and yeah, they're dive bombing your heads. I mean, it's like the beach only multiply that. If you've ever gone to the beach and you'll see gulls get bold, they know there's food that's going to be left, and they're kind of hanging out wherever there's people. But multiply that where it's almost like a bad movie, and the birds are the villains, and you just can't get away from them. There are so many seagulls. I've never seen so many in one place in my life. So that was the only part that I didn't enjoy, was walking through a colony of seagulls and hearing them and smelling them and thinking we're going to get pooped on. But it must be that they have access to a lot of fish there. So it's really neat. The falls were rushing and they were loud and they were amazing. And it was such a neat experience to introduce my husband to Niagara Falls and to buffalo wings for the first time. Not that he hasn't had wings before, but you haven't had wings until you had buffalo wings. So I had many suggestions. We did a bunch of research. I'll have to tell you where I ended up. It was a major controversy on my Twitter. So Jay, if you want to take that photo of the buffalo wings that we ate off of Twitter and put it on Facebook, I would appreciate that as well. My goodness, I didn't realize that people were so passionate about where you get your buffalo wings in Buffalo. 855-212-4227. Our number has not changed. I've not changed. Our Facebook page is under construction, so don't maybe pay attention to the header, because it doesn't work right now. We're going to figure that part out. But the name is still the same, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then at A-Law Radio, the only thing that's changed is the network is rebranded. Isn't that a thing in 2024? We're rebranding. You can unfollow us on social media, but then follow the new account. At Infinity, no, shoot. At INF Sportsnet. Inf. At the Inf Sportsnet. It's so awkward. I don't know who came up with that. Marco, was it you? Did you come up with that?
I have nothing to do with any of these decisions.
Me neither.
Nothing.
So far above our pay grades. They didn't send out a poll and say, hey, how do you like this? Give us an option.
I usually don't get those. No. I don't know if you do. I usually do not get those.
Heck no. They don't even know I do a show. Although they did give me the honor of being the first host to throw it out there and to call it the Infinity Sports Network. So that was fun on Friday. All right, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports flash.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Infinity and beyond!
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here's the snap. Allen gonna keep it and run. Looking for the end zone, and he's in! Josh Allen, the beast, has been released! It's a 5-yard touchdown run for Buffalo! Big Daddy Long Legs!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's true. I stayed in Allentown when I was in Buffalo. Not just that, but when I when we left our street where we were staying and we drove to it was a one-way street. We drove to the first stop sign. That was Allen Street. It was kind of fun. It was the just like a nod to being someone who works in this business and knowing Bill's Mafia and just recognizing how important it is, not just to the fans there who are all in, right? They smash tables for their fandom and have had so many close calls and have had so many heartbreak moments and yet just passionate about their Buffalo Bills. But Josh Allen too, right? And to stay in Allentown, I just thought that was kind of cute. It wasn't on purpose. You know, I didn't pick it because of Josh Allen, but I did choose it I chose this area because we could walk around and we were pretty close to downtown and we wanted to be able to explore a little bit. So thus the debate about buffalo wings and which buffalo wings were the best and where we should go for buffalo wings. And we did a lot of research because I wanted my husband to have the best, most authentic buffalo wings. And the problem is that there are so many different opinions and I didn't realize it was such a debate, but I stumbled into it after the fact. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network. Top of the hour, we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs and the Western Conference play-in games. They tip off on Tuesday, the play-in games. And then the Eastern Conference is on Wednesday. And also, we've got the Stanley Cup playoffs that are starting very soon. But just to finish up, because I know a lot of you were wondering where I decided to eat buffalo wings. Now, there is a photo on my Twitter, at A-Law Radio. And Jay has already put it up on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We got a brand new video up from Niagara Falls on my Twitter, and we'll get that as a reel on Facebook because I've never had a perspective being so close to the power and the rush and the noise of Niagara Falls. It was pretty intoxicating. So that was amazing. I want to share some of that with you, and I highly recommend it. We're trying to get Bob's family, like his mom, to say, yes, yes, I'll come visit so we can take her to Niagara Falls. Anyway, we asked a lot of people. We asked locals. We Googled it. We looked on Yelp. We read articles online about the best place to eat wings in Buffalo, the most authentic wings in Buffalo. We were looking for a place that was close enough that we wouldn't have to drive 20 minutes. So that was part of it. But also, we stumbled upon Anchor Bar, which is the home of the original Buffalo Wing. That's how they bill themselves. And there's a whole story behind it in the history, but it's been there 60 years. And so we thought, combined between the history and the fact that it was four blocks from where we were staying, that it was worth going and eating buffalo wings there. And yes, judging by the photo, if you check it out on my Twitter, you will see that we had the original, so the medium sauce is what they call it, but it's the original buffalo wing sauce. And then I cheated and I had boneless chicken wings, Jay. I don't know if you're really disappointed in me, but they were extra crispy, which was fun. And I ended up getting a bourbon barbecue sauce, a honey bourbon barbecue sauce that was really good. So we had the original buffalo wings, the actual wings and the color and the buffalo sauce. And then I cheated and ended up with some boneless wings. I don't know if that causes you to lose respect for me or not.
I have to be honest, boneless wings have been growing on me more and more in the last like year, 2 years. I used to be a totally, you know, normal standard wing guy, but now the boneless, I almost lean to them in a way now. I like them.
Yeah, they're good. And sometimes you get more chicken. I don't know if that was the case with me because they called them like extra crispy, excuse me, where they may have even put a second coat of Ooh. The breading, something along those lines. But yeah, it was awesome. It was a great experience. We not only we didn't eat all the wings. We had a couple left over. But we also had waffle sweet potato fries from the Anchor Bar, which were delicious as well. And guess what? They served them with honey.
Honey, interesting.
Have you ever had sweet potato fries with honey before?
No, not with honey. That sounds good, but I never even heard. I wouldn't have thought to do that.
Yeah, it was actually an interesting combination, the sweet and the salty. And then I enjoyed the fact that Anchor Bar is also a tribute to a lot of the history. So famous people have come through there, but they have license plates that are hung up on almost every spare space of wall. And then they have tributes to a lot of the different athletes and sports that they care about in Buffalo, both the past and the present. So that was really neat. I enjoyed it for that reason. Now, other people told me Duff's are better wings. And I also heard about Gabriel's Gate, which was actually a block away from where we were staying. So we could have walked to that one. Another recommendation I heard was Bar Bill. Barbill. Yeah, Barbill. And we would have gone there if not for the fact that it was a good 30-minute drive from where we were staying. So we just didn't want to have to drive that far just for wings. Does that make us uncool? Probably. But we just enjoyed parking the car in Allentown and then walking around Buffalo. We walked down to the Buffalo Naval Park, which has a couple of retired ships. The USS Little Rock was awesome. It was a destroyer class. We were able to walk all over that. The USS, I forgot what the other one was called. I'll remember here, but the USS Little Rock was the one that was really neat. And then the USS Croaker is a sub that has a rich history as well. And we're such nerds when it comes to military history. And we've discovered that we share a love for these types of outings and adventures, crawling all over a retired Navy ship. That's something that we really liked. Both of us are 5'10", 5'10 and a half. And so to try to get through the sub, I cannot believe that a couple dozen people lived on this sub. I'm not claustrophobic, but I would be on a sub like that, which is pre-World War II. Just really amazing. To be part of that, to walk through that and to read the history and all that kind of stuff. So we spent a few hours there and then it was on to Buffalo Wings. And I hope you're not disappointed in me, A, that I had boneless wings, B, that I also picked the Anchor Bar again, because many of you recommended other places, but they were delicious. My husband was happy. And that was really the whole point of taking this trip to Buffalo, staying in Buffalo so he could get the full experience. And it was beautiful weather. Everywhere we went, we asked people about what it was like last weekend at the Anchor Bar. The host, he was a young guy. We said to him, or I said to him, what was it like last weekend in advance of the solar eclipse? And his exact response, and I quote, it sucked. So just the being inundated, you know, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, being inundated with what they said was a million plus people.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful. That's what he said. He's like, it was good for business, but it was nonstop. Our server worked a double and said he barely breathed for 14 hours. It was like a steady stream of people. They had an hour wait all day long at the Anchor Bar for people who wanted to eat buffalo wings in advance of the eclipse. So a couple of stories I like to share when I'm on location. Right now I'm at Syracuse University where I taught my class on Monday evening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.